So I was having a tough day the other day, and my son and I got into the car and it was pouring rain. As we kept driving, the sky became clear and there was a beautiful rainbow. And my 3-year-old son Asher said, "Mama, is that a wedding rainbow?" And it kind of took me off guard for a moment. But then I got to thinking and I realized, you know what, that is a wedding rainbow. It is a covenant reminder of God's faithfulness to us. And in that moment, I was reminded of how faithful our God is and how faithful He's been to me. But it didn't stop there. When we got home later, I started listening to a Sadie Robertson podcast episode, and I just clicked just a random episode, and you'll never guess what she said. She said that if you look at a rainbow from above, a rainbow is actually a perfect circle, almost as if it was always supposed to be a ring set in the sky to remind us of God's faithfulness. So when the rain is pouring down, and it seems like there's no hope and like things will never get better, the rain stops, the clouds part, and the promise of God is beautifully set in the sky. Do you want to know what it takes to make a rainbow? It takes water, it takes darkness, and then it takes light. So when you're looking at Jesus, the light of the world, and your tears seem to be blocking the view, they are actually only reminding you of the promise. Your tears and His light make a rainbow. And without our light, then our tears are just tears. But with our light, our tears remind us of the promise that we cling to, the marriage that we will have with Jesus forever, and beautiful eternity.